That was Sway by Crystal Burkholz, and you're tuned into Book Choice on Fine Music Radio, which would explain why you've just been listening to some very fine music. This is Fine Music Radio's book show. We have it every 2 weeks on a Tuesday now from 12 to 1 p.m., where we talk about what books are coming out, and we chat to a couple of authors, and we build up our to-read piles, because that's what we love to do. My name is Paige Nick. You are tuned into our show, which is built by the wonderful Mzu Makeda. And Mzu also selects all this incredible fine music that you've been listening to. So next up, after that big Jane Austen mania, we turn to another kind of mania. Richard Osmond has caused a real stir over the last decade or so with all these books he's been bringing out. He's a big personality, and he's gone from the screen to the book and back to the screen again. So, you know, when Beverly Ruiz Miller approached me to ask if she could review the latest Richard Osmond title, I was kind of in two minds about it. Not because the book isn't good. I haven't read it, but I see no signs. I read no reviews that ever hint that it's anything but brilliant. Mr. Osmond does a fantastic job. It's just when she approached me to say she wanted to review this book, I thought we have so little time for reviews, book reviews in this world, and in the show even, an hour goes so quickly. And I wondered if Richard Osmond really needs any help with sales. He will sell millions no matter what we say. And I wondered, wouldn't the time be better spent punting lesser-known authors, you know, such as myself? I mean, did I ever tell you I have a book out right now? Yep, it's called Book People. No, wait, stop that. Back to the point. I got distracted. We're going back to the Osmond book. Because he is so popular already, I was really on the verge of saying no when Bev asked me if she could review it. But then Bev said something that stopped me in my tracks. She said, "This book totally cheered me up." And I just thought, here we come trawling through the end of what has been a turgid year of difficulties, and it's been a rough year for many people. And don't we all just need a little cheering up as we get to the end of it? So I thought, why not? Bring it on, Bev. And also, if you do enjoy this one, and if you enjoy Richard Osmond, you might just love my new book, Book People. So that's enough of my punt. But it's absolutely 100% designed to cheer you up as well, just like this Richard Osmond book. All right, enough of that. Over to you, Bev, and the Richard Osmond.
If you enjoy popular books, belong to a book club, or watch British television programs, you'll very likely have heard of Richard Osmond, the immensely tall, over 2 meters, quick-witted British television personality, who in middle age has become an international best-selling author with his Thursday Murder Club book series. And he has now begun a new series, We Solve Murders. Let me be upfront with you. I may not have read it had I not been confined to bed for a couple of days, restless for something easier to read than my usual heavy pile. Also, I'm a fan of Osmond's sly witticisms on television, his quick jokes wedged in between the dialogue and what the Irish call the crack, a smart quip on the trot. This book is filled with them, so watch out. They can quite easily be missed. The high-octane plot is easily told, and really just a vehicle for these odd fellow characters, their insanely dangerous race around the world, trying to avoid being killed or trying to kill whoever. I somewhat lost the thread at some point, but didn't feel it really mattered, as they live out the kind of Netflix lives we imagine the rich and famous and criminal do, though quite possibly they don't. How would we know? The star of this book was, for me, the wonderful older woman Rosie D'Antonio, an extremely rich and world-famous author, I liked her already, of indeterminate latish age, give or take 30 years or so, who can't resist any sort of adventure or man, and who just goes for it. She thinks life should be lived to the absolute hilt, or else, why bother? She's charming and quite kind, and takes a shine to her private security guard, Amy, who has a long-distance relationship with her husband and a closer connection with his father, Steve, a retired and widowed policeman who now lives sedately in the New Forest and doesn't want to go anywhere, let alone leave his cat named Trouble. You can see where this is going from quite early on, though maybe not quite how many places they will visit in one of Rosie's private jets, after Amy digs her father-in-law Steve out of his pub in England, puts his cat into good hands, and plunges into the mad world of mayhem. We spin around the world, avoiding shooters and bullets, trying to unpick who the person is who is trying to kill one of them. I forget who, I think Amy. It didn't really matter much. I just had a massively good romp reading this fantasy and wishing I were the go-to-it author, Rosie. Not for the money, although that would be nice and also won't ever happen, but for her marvelous spirit, energy, generosity, and enviable series of lovers. I can't imagine who will play her in the movie, for there will be a movie of that, I'm sure. Meanwhile, we wait for the next volume of Osmond's We Solve Murders Club, hoping that we get to hear about Trouble the Cat again. That's likely, for Osmond admits his permanent companion on his writing desk is Liesel von Katt, who managed to delete an entire paragraph of the story while he was writing it. We Solve Murders is like a wonderful wedge of cake. Enjoy it and wait with anticipation for the next naughty slice.
Thank you so much for that, Bev. Riley Herbert Henry is here, and he's our newest reviewer on the show. He's joined us this year, just in his first few shows, and we're really enjoying having him on the show. He has a real literary eye. This guy loves books so much, I can tell you. He is reading his way through the entire Booker shortlist. That's commitment. And he's here now to tell us he's taken a break from the Booker shortlist to read a local South African book. It's called Hell of a Country. It's by David Cornwell. So what interests me most about this title is that it's a novel based on a true crime story. It's a creative retelling of a real story that took place in the early 1970s in South Africa, which is when I was born, so I'm kind of interested in what was going on there. And here's the thing. True crime is absolutely booming around the world, whether that's in fiction, in documentaries, and there are a couple of reasons that it may be booming, that this genre may be booming. Firstly, podcasts may have something to do with it. They're massively into true crime, and they've boomed, and they've introduced the world to a whole new way of storytelling. They take documentaries to the next level in a very intimate and immersive experience. And so I think that could be one reason why we're gravitating towards true crime right now, why it's so on trend. Or maybe there's a more sinister answer to why true crime is so popular. And the truth of the popularity of it is that there's just so much of it around, true crime, that is. And so maybe in our communities, we're trying to deal with our fears or comprehend the inexplicable things that are happening around us. So either way, no matter what makes true crime popular, we seem to be fascinated by it. And Riley is here to tell us more about this particular true crime story. Welcome to the show, Riley Herbert Henry. FMR.